Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Brewers pitching coordinator who is back in Biloxi, Nick Childs. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Javik.
How exciting is it to be back in Biloxi, a place where you got to spend a couple years as a pitching coach?
Always good to be back here. It's good to see some of the familiar faces in the front office, go to my favorite restaurants, spend time around the beach. I really enjoyed the 2 years that I got to spend here, and so it's certainly always good to be back.
What's it like coming back here to Biloxi as kind of the veteran of this coaching staff? There's a lot of new guys over in that clubhouse.
The coaching staff is a little bit new. The two pitching guys with Will and Paul both being back again, Paul getting here in the middle of last year, and Will in his in another year here. So, like, for them, they know their way around the place and are really comfortable and familiar. Will worked with Joe in Appleton for a year, so a lot of maybe new to Biloxi, but a staff that's spent a lot of time together, so that's been fun to see them continue to build off of those relationships and interact.
On the pitching side, Will Shearholz and Paul Muller, two guys who, as you said, are in their second year with the Shuckers. How much do you enjoy having them here in the organization?
Yeah, it's great. We've enjoyed a lot of continuity throughout, and not a ton of turnover at each of the levels, especially on the pitching side. So just having those longer standing relationships, and I think it just helps us all be on the same page. And Will and Paul both do a great job of collaborating through throwing programs, bullpens. They're really consistent with their communication, and so it's fun to see those two work with the pitching staff for sure.
It's your second season as pitching coordinator in this organization. How exciting has it been to see how the pitching talent has seemed to just multiply in a massive way over the last 48 months in this organization?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's nice to get to see, to just get to go travel around and see it at each of the levels. But I mean, This has been a department that's been growing and improving for a long time now, and so it's been an exciting 48 months, no doubt. But a lot of hard work, and it's been a multi-year process here for a long time, and a lot of people certainly go into that. But it's rewarding for me to get to go around and see it at the different levels and maintain communication, consistency, and just some of the relationship building with the pitchers throughout the season.
One of the big things that this system's been heralded on for plenty of years is the ability to find and develop pitching talent from anywhere. There's always the joke, oh, they go to the Brewers pitching lab and they turn out as a superstar, but it's become very, very true. How proud are you of your staff and the organization's ability to find pitchers who have the ability to become really, really good from anywhere? There's a number of guys in this team, whether it's from junior colleges, four-year colleges, pitching in Germany, indie ball, international free agents, you name where some guy could be found, the Brewers have found and developed a guy from there.
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to see, and I mean, it's fun to get to meet the different pitchers from a lot of different places and a lot of different experiences. And you know, I honestly think that like the pitchers in the organization are good people, and they love pitching, and they communicate together, they talk together, they talk baseball all the time. And so given the diversity and experiences and backgrounds, like, I think they end up really benefiting from each other. So maybe that's like a secondary, like, net positive. But from our standpoint, from the acquisition side, whether it's draft, whether it's trade, whether it's indie ball, like, we believe in our approach from a development standpoint, and we have a lot of good people in a lot of departments, and that give these guys resources that are hopefully beneficial. And it's been fun to see some guys continue to break through and make steps towards their ultimate goal of pitching in the big leagues and winning big league games.
And talking about that ultimate goal of reaching the big leagues, there has been quite a few guys who have been here in Biloxi that have reached the big leagues this season. Robert Gasser, who you had back here in Biloxi, yeah. Tobias Myers, who was here last year. How exciting is it to see those guys make that jump to the next level, really take hold of the approaches in the organization, and then have success at the big league level?
Yeah, man, like for Tobias and Gas, it's been really fun to see this year. A couple A couple of guys that we're certainly really proud of and hoping that we continue to see more and more guys continue to make that step.
One of the big things on this roster in 2024 for the Shuckers is that there have been a lot of pitchers that have rocketed through this system, whether it's Will Childers, Brett Witrowski, who was up here after four total starts, other guys throughout this organization, Bradley Blaylock, who is up here after just a couple of starts in High A with the Brewers. How exciting is it to see guys rocket through this system and really showcase their talent at the lower levels early before reaching Double A?
Yeah, I think people are moving through, just in general, systems a little quicker than maybe years past, and there's a lot of different reasons on why that's probably the case from an industry standpoint, but for some of those examples, it's just nice to see guys earn those opportunities for sure, and we're just trying to do everything we can to put them in situation to be successful, and when they're ready to make that jump, hopefully they're prepared, and we've done our part in giving them the opportunities to develop and be ready for those chances.
And more pitching talent across the org is never a bad thing, right?
Amen. Amen.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Barons coming up next.